The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, we're going to move quickly, so make sure you listen quickly. We've got a lot to talk about. Our good friend Steve Dace from The Blaze is with us for the first two segments. Then we're going to talk to Dave Kubal, who's the president of Intercessors for America. He wrote an article in The Stream just the other day. Vaccine mandates target Americans of faith. And it's time for us to take a stand. And then we've got another guest in the fourth segment. But to open up with Steve, a couple things here. That have you noticed that the COVID numbers in terms of cases and death are actually worse now than they were a year ago? So what's up with that? And then have you heard the following? The voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. This means that the person involved should have legal capacity to give consent, should be so situated as to be able to exercise free power of choice without the intervention of any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, overreaching, or other ulterior form of constraint or coercion, and should have sufficient knowledge and comprehension of the elements of the subject matter involved as to enable him to make an understanding and enlightened decision. That from the Nuremberg Code, that was a result of the atrocities that took place during World War II. How do we handle medical ethics? As a world community, the Faucian booster COVID vaccine mandates violate the Nuremberg Code and therefore should be opposed and resisted by any peaceable means necessary. A follow-up to the bestseller, The Faucian Bargain, by our friend Steve Dace. Steve, how are you?
Hey, good to talk to you, brother. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you. So where do you want to start first? You want to talk about the strange numbers that here we are on this side of the vaccine, and the numbers right now around a good chunk of the world are actually worse than they were a year ago, or do you want to start with the Faucian booster?
It's your world, man. I'm just living in it, Steve. Go for it.
I doubt that. Okay, let's talk about the numbers right quick, because I think that's going to fold nicely into the Faucian booster. But obviously, you've been talking about this lately. You've had some pretty strong language with some of your posts lately on Facebook and Twitter about the weight of some of these things that you've been analyzing and sharing. And that is a fact that I don't think we're talking about much. Of course, the powers that be don't want to talk about it. Here we are on this side of the vaccines. We think things should be getting better, yet it doesn't appear that that's the case. So what in the world is going on?
Now, let's quantify that. First of all, in the month of August, we had higher total all-cause mortality and higher COVID mortality in August of 2021 than we did in August of 2020. And we were still 2 months away from any authorized FDA treatments of COVID in August of 2020. No one had been vaccinated in August of 2020. Supposedly, when you have mutations and variants within within the realm of natural selection, they are diminishing from pandemic to endemic. And so the numbers, Steve, don't verify any of the things that I just said, which means something has gone horribly wrong. And people that make these decisions, if they're making them for reasons other than this allows me to acquire an ungodly amount of unprecedented worldly power, they should be going back and figuring out what has gone horribly wrong. There was a study that came out over the weekend from the European Journal of Epidemiology, peer-reviewed by two researchers, one of them from Harvard, studied about 70 countries around the world, about 2,000 counties in the U.S., and they could find no correlation whatsoever between vaccination rates or case rates anywhere in the world, which is exactly what I found the last time I looked at the data as well. We've put almost 6 billion of these nanoparticles, of these messenger NRA vaccines into people already this year, and there is no symmetrical data at all. It is all very random. You can't tell really anything at all. There is no such thing as some stark breakdown of vaxxed and unvaxxed. That's a political talking point. In fact, in the state of Massachusetts, they just announced in the last month of September, 49% of their deaths were people fully vaxxed. So, Steve, none of this makes any sense, and that's a problem.
Yeah, none of it makes any sense, and I don't know why we have such a bad connection right now, Steve. I don't know. We'll check it at the break. But yeah, none of it makes any sense. We've been getting yelled at and schooled and talked down to for 18 months now about following the science. Well, following the science would involve this type of analytical approach and just looking at the numbers, and does the promises made equal the results driven and given to us? And obviously not. And so for me, immediately, and now there's another story I just read earlier today looking at some of the things that were going on in China and them getting PCR tests like 6, 7, 8 months before everything kind of hit the public fan. To me, it all goes back to this whole notion of gain of research or gain of function research. And if this stuff is man-made and toiled with, which I believe it is, then that's going to, a certain extent, predict the unpredictability of what's going on here. But it's the same old problem we've had, Steve, for a year and a half now. You don't know who to trust. You don't know where to get good information. But the numbers themselves actually don't lie, do they?
No. No. And the number that doesn't lie is is mortality. That you can finagle just about any other number you want. But ultimately, you know, there is an obit for a person or there isn't, right? That's a pretty cut and dry statistic. And the mortality numbers are going in the wrong direction here, Steve. And keep in mind, you know, over 80% of seniors in America are fully vaxxed.
Yeah.
75% of adults in America have had at least one dose of vaccine. You know, there's just over 8 billion people on Earth, and almost 6 billion of them have gotten at least one dose of vaccine. So this doesn't make any sense. These numbers are all, they're going in the wrong direction. There's a couple of potential explanations for this, but they're all things no one wants to consider, because the only science the powers that be have been doing here since mid-March of 2020, brother, is political science, if you know what I'm saying, okay? That's the only science they've been doing.
Yeah, exactly right. I don't know. Are you on a speakerphone right now, Steve-O?
No, I'm just on my cell phone. How about I'll just hang up, call you back?
Okay, let's do that. Yeah, do that right quick. That'd be good. Hey, so you guys, Grayson, just do that. He's going to call back, or you can call him back, see if we can get a better connection. And that's what I've been saying for a couple months now, going, hey, follow the science. Actually, no, you need to follow the political science, because the science is pointing at least to a bunch of yellow flags. And again, before you start going, hey, Steve, here you go, typical anti-vaxxer stuff. I've never been an anti-vaxxer. I'm not currently an anti-vaxxer. I am a pro-science, pro-analytics, pro-facts, pro-measurables person, which is what Steve Dace is. So the question becomes, when the numbers don't match the narrative, what do you believe? Do you believe the political science narrative, or do you believe the numbers? And the numbers are waving yellow flags all over the place. And if not yellow, then definitely red. So I'm going to talk to Steve about that, because what could this mean? What's his analysis of what could be causing this? It could be much more nefarious. A little drop on Steve's book, A Nefarious Plot, which is going to be a movie. And then we're also going to talk about the Nuremberg Code. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Talking to Steve Dace from The Blaze. Now, you can catch Steve every day, Monday through Friday, from 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on right after Glenn Beck. And just one of the few sources out there that I trust, because he's doing a great job of gathering information, data, facts, you know, numbers, science, not tainted by political science, which seems to be the name of the game, at least when you're talking about the federal government and Fauci and the state governments and local governments, and not just our government, but governments around the world. So it's a big mystery as to what in the world's going on here, Steve. You kind of alluded to this before we hit the break, and thanks for getting back on the phone, and sounds like things are better already. But it would appear that there might be some nefarious activity behind all that. So what do you make of it? Because you've been... I really appreciate your tone on these posts lately, Steve, and trying to warn people, make sure you got your vitamin D and get the proper amount of vitamin T. You got to take some defensive measures here, zinc, vitamin C, things like that. Take care of yourself. But yet there's this looming darkness that we don't quite understand what in the world's going on.
I hope this sounds better, Steve.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
That's all right. You're right.
But I think they have a leaky vaccine. And that's actually a technical term. For people that don't know, in vaccinology, there's two kinds of vaccines. The first is the perfect vaccine. And just to put that in very layman terms that me and everyone else can understand, what that means is when the antibodies in your body see the contagion in your system, they attack it. The second thing that happens, and this is rare, but it has occurred before, and I think that it may be happening now, and that is what's called a leaky vaccine. And this is, and so what happens in this case is when the antibodies that the vaccine produces in your body see the contagion, they don't attack it, they bind it. And then what ends up happening is that the people who are vaccinated, even if they don't get sick or show symptoms, end up carrying higher viral loads than the unvaccinated do. And there was a study at the University of Wisconsin about 2 weeks ago looking at two of the largest counties in that state. And what they found when they did PCR tests of people who had what are called breakthrough infections, meaning they tested positive despite vaccination, they were actually carrying higher viral loads than the unvaccinated were carrying when they were PCR tested. And that is evidence of what is called antibody-dependent enhancement. And that's when a leaky vaccine ends up creating strains that are worse than what it's actually trying to attack. I don't know that we're there yet, but I certainly believe that they have a leaky vaccine. That's why they're already doing boosters. Yeah. Canada has ordered 4 years' worth of boosters already. Israel has now declared if you've not received a third shot, you're not considered vaccinated and cannot attend indoor events. You need to know if you get vaccinated, and you still may make that decision given your risk profile, but you need to know, or you may think, I'm just going to do this one time and get my job off of me. And that's why people are going to J&J. Well, today J&J asked for authorization for a booster shot. This will not be a one-time thing. Once you submit to this regimen, you are going to be getting these injections over and over again until they come up with a real immunization. And I think that's something people don't think about anymore when they hear the word vaccine, Steve. They think it's like the immunizations we got when we were kids to go to school. And nowadays, just about anything that mitigates symptoms therapeutically that's injected into you, it's just, they call it a vaccine. That's just called the flu vaccine. It's not actually immunizing you against the flu. And so this is what's gone on with these COVID therapeutics as well. But the problem is they have completely collapsed from an efficacy standpoint against transmission. And now they're collapsing from an efficacy standpoint against serious infections. And that's why you have the Biden administration overruling a 16-2 vote by the FDA to start doing boosters. And at this rate, I think they'll have to do them again by the time we get either right around the end or before we get to the end of the seasonal wave happening in the north. Steve, look at the early indicators of what we're seeing in the north. Seasonality in the north just began this week. And already Vermont, the most vaccinated state in the union, is at an all-time high for cases. Maryland is the third most vaccinated state in the country. They're at an all-time high for ICUs and hospitalizations. And so these things are happening in the north before seasonality fully even arrives. Those are not good indicators, and that's why I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's completely valid. And so let's jump over to the Faucian booster, which is all about the vaccine mandates, referencing the Nuremberg Code, because you end this by saying resisted by any peaceful means necessary. And because of the bizarre results of what's happening right now, I think calling these quote unquote vaccines experimental is pretty much the right way of looking at it. And if they're experimental, then we have to consider the Nuremberg Code. So why did you write this and help us understand this real quick? We just have a few minutes left.
It's because this is the number one pressing issue against people's individual freedoms and livelihoods right now. And if these things do not thwart transmission, meaning getting vaccinated does not necessarily mean that's going to stop you from transmitting the virus to somebody else. If that is the case, there is no medical or ethical justification for even contemplating this on any level whatsoever. And the reason they're mandating this is twofold. The same people, these people love to create a two-tiered society, whether it's race, ethnicity, sexuality, gender, etc. It's their playbook. That's the Marxist playbook, number one. But number two, on an even more carnal level, they're trying to cover their tracks for their own policy failures of the last year and a half. And the only way they can do that is to create a scapegoat group, and that's what they're trying to do, rather than admit their own vaccine product is diminishing in efficacy and proving to be a leaky vaccine in real time. Either way, human beings do not deserve to be the test subject in either this pseudo-scientific, Steve, or fully political experiment.
especially with a technology that had never been successfully brought to market before and has never really even been seriously invested in until 2008. This is just beyond incomprehensible and heinous what they're attempting to do.
And that's why when as soon as the FDA gave its first official approval, everybody goes, oh, the Nuremberg Code is out the door now, because now it's no longer officially an experimental vaccine, quote unquote, experimental, quote unquote, vaccine. But what the way you're explaining this now, which is, yeah, it's still experimental and the experiment's not going well. So the Nuremberg Code still holds. But that doesn't appear to matter to anybody of import in terms of the federal government, local government, or even a lot of people in the science and medical community.
I think it does matter, actually, to a lot of people in the science and medical community. The problem is they're not making a lot of these decisions right now. The politicized science and medical community is. And what's going to happen here is we're going to have to get comfortable being uncomfortable and challenging this and practicing mass acts of civil disobedience and defiance, anything short of this, and they will successfully create a medical apartheid state.
Yeah, and I think anybody that thinks that's an extreme statement is not being honest with themselves or the information. That's exactly what's going on. How can people get the Fauci and booster? It's an addition to the Fauci and Bargain, the bestseller that came out earlier this year.
Thanks, Steve. They're both available right now at Amazon. That's the only place you can get Fauci and booster. It's a digital download, single chapter, just a couple bucks to cover our cost. I'm making like no money off of this. We just want to get this information out to as many people as we can.
Excellent. God bless you, brother. Thank you for your work. We'll have you back on as soon as possible. I really appreciate you, Steve-O.
Thank you, man. You too. Take care.
All right,
brother.
Pal. Talk to you. We'll see you. Bye. That was Steve Dace from The Blaze. And if that made you upset and nervous, good, because I believe you should be. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back.
Oh, angels sent from above. You know you make my world light up.
Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, The Steve Noble Show. Always appreciate our good friend Steve Dace from The Blaze being on. He's just pouring through information. He's got a staff. He's got researchers. So he's loaded for bear, and he's deeply concerned about his fellow man. He's deeply concerned about you and me. He's deeply concerned for the health of people that hate him and totally buy into whatever the narrative the government is presenting, or Fauci or whatever. He's literally quite deeply concerned for people because a lot of the stuff isn't making sense, and that we have more COVID deaths now in August of 2021 than we did in 2020. When overall deaths came down actually a little bit in the U.S., but COVID deaths went up significantly year over year. And you got this information around the world that's deeply troubling. And what if it is a leaky virus? Now people getting vaccinated are actually worse carriers than the unvaccinated? What happened to loving your neighbor? This is some spiritually dark times going on here, friends. And you've got misinformation, disinformation. You've got power. You got Fauci. I'm going to go with Lord Acton on that one. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. But one of the things that are challenging to so many people now in the workplace, thank you, President Biden, is the vaccine mandates. And for a lot of us, vaccine mandates are targeting Americans of faith. That's the title from this article, Vaccine Mandates Target Americans of Faith. And it's time for us to take a stand. Amen to that. This is a major problem, not just because of the vaccine, but because of religious liberty and religious freedom guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution, if you've ever heard of that document. Dave Kubal is the president of Intercessors for America, wrote an excellent article. I just put the link up at thestream.org, thestream.org, and I just put the link up on Facebook Live. But Dave, thanks you so much for writing the article, and thanks for calling in. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me today. Super great to be with you.
You're very welcome, and thanks for your time. And I know this is not a subject that you're dealing with regularly in your years as the president for Intercessors America, but what kind of led you to write this article, Dave? It's an excellent article, and it brings up some very troubling points.
Well, yeah. I mean, we see our religious freedoms slipping away, and so we as Christians need to be sober. In Colossians 2, I think it's verse 8 comes to my mind. See to it that you're not led captive by empty philosophy. And what we see today is so much of the body of Christ and so much of really America being led astray into captivity when they really don't need to. When it comes to the vaccine, I think it's really important to remember that there's reasons to pause on this vaccine and this vaccine mandate, because first of all, there's so many hundreds of thousands, 700,000 known side effects that have affected people, and tens of thousands of deaths. And this governmental mandate has been forced upon the American population for a virus that you have a 99.9% chance of surviving. So we're allowing the government to put this mandate on such a small fraction. Now, obviously, every death and every critical COVID case is definitely something to be concerned about.
Sure.
But we've got to consider our religious freedoms in this day.
Yeah, so we've got the vaccine mandate comes out, and president's doing an end around using OSHA to go after companies with 100 plus employees, and so they're going to do that up to 14,000 for an incursion if you have somebody that's not getting tested every week or didn't get the vaccine. But then, and you mentioned this in the article, vaccine mandates target Americans of faith in the stream, and I put the link up, everybody, on Facebook Live. President Biden's Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy made clear his mistrust of religious exemptions for the vaccine. Yeah. Any person who says they're faith prevents them from taking the vaccine and good conscience must be monitored. So we see that. So now all of a sudden it's up to the federal government to decide whether I have a deeply. Yeah, that whole notion of the, hey, listen, Dave, this is my deeply held religious belief. It's not up to, it's not up for discussion. It's mine. And that was the point of the First Amendment. So this is a shocking development to me.
It absolutely is. And that word monitoring is so, so concerning. You know, for us, people of faith, we need to be concerned about this vaccine mandate for a couple of different reasons. Number one, the testing of all of the vaccines involve fetus cell tissue, and that's concerning, and that presents a moral dilemma for many of us. And the other reason, I think it's the biggest reason, and that is, where is this going? A government-forced mandate for a medical procedure, again, for a virus that you have a 99.9% chance to survive from. What's next? You know, in China, they have government-mandated abortions. You know, is that where we're headed? So I'm sounding the alarm as strong as possible, but that it's beyond a concern about a vaccine right now. What I'm concerned about are the religious freedoms in the future. And now we have a government official saying that we're, as believers who have a religious exemption in our minds, we're going to be monitored. And I tell you what, these governmental officials will not have a biblical mindset when they monitor whether or not we're going to adhere to this.
Yeah, and you have several examples in here. In Arkansas, a hospital chain is forcing any employee claiming a religious exemption to prove it. United Airlines announced any employee claiming a religious exemption to the COVID-19 vaccines will be placed on unpaid leave. And I've read other stories recently, Dave, that some employees, if they're going to claim a religious exemption, have to go get that signed off on by a priest or a pastor or a rabbi. That was never the point of the First Amendment. It gives us absolute access to our religious convictions. Or if you're an unbeliever or another religion, that's fine. You have access to that. We can't force anybody, nor do we want to. But now we've just got a complete ignoring. I mean, with glee, ignoring our freedoms in the U.S. Constitution. And so obviously this is, I think all of us should agree that it's time to stand up. What does that look like?
Oh,
because we have to do this.
We've got to. Well, let me just add a little color to what you just said, too. There's more than one way they can make this religious exemption miserable for us. My daughter, college student, she didn't need the COVID vaccine because she's got natural immunity, so she's fine. She signed the religious exemption, but she is required to have tests every single week. And so because of the busyness of college and work and stuff, she missed one of her weekly tests a couple weeks ago. So they find a poor college student, they find her $100 for missing this test.
Jeez.
So there are more ways than one to make it miserable on all of us.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know if you're familiar with Steve Dace from The Blaze, but he was on just before you, and that's exactly what's going on. You start talking Marxism, and some people get triggered. We talk about the things that you and I are talking about right now, Dave, and some people go, you guys are this conspiracy theory. It's crazy, but this is actually happening, and I think a lot of Christians just don't really understand. They can look at Romans 13 and go, well, you have to submit to the governing authorities. That is not a blanket statement. That is not a blanket statement, because God's law is always going to be higher than a nation's law. I don't care what nation we're talking about, but I don't know that a lot of Christians have the backbone for this, unfortunately.
Well, I can tell you from my point of view, there are hundreds of thousands and millions who do, and they are rising. I just spoke at a conference this weekend, and I had a number of people tell me, I'm so sick and tired of this. I'm not trading my freedom for safety anymore. Yeah. I am not going to give in to this government who's shutting down my religious freedoms. I'm going to stand up and do what I'm going to do. And I tell you what, if you're listening to this broadcast, you need to, and God is stirring your heart to do that, you have got to get involved. If you go to our website, prayandactusa.org, prayandactusa.org, you can learn how you can pray about these issues. You can learn about how you can act in these days and let your legislator and your lawmakers know that you're not going to stand up for this.
Yeah, and that's a great exhortation. I appreciate you saying that because oftentimes, Dave, we're like, oh, yeah, I got to pray about that. We leave our most potent weapon in the bag.
Yeah.
But I have a friend that works with Greg Laurie out at the Harvest Crusades. He's like, hey, prayer isn't the only thing we should do, but we should do nothing without it. And oftentimes I think we run into a battle like this thinking purely carnal when our strongest weapons are spiritual. So that's a great exhortation. Share that with us again and just help us. And I'm going to put a link up to that website, prayandactusa.org. But just give us some pointers here on how we should be leaning into this as intercessors.
Well, again, I just want to encourage everybody. What I have seen in America over these last 2 or 3 years is simply amazing. I've been the president of Intercessors for America for 12 years. But what I've seen in the last 3 or 4 years is unprecedented. I mean, we've been doubling the ministry almost every year for a couple of years now. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people being involved. And I just got to encourage, if you're listening to our voices today, be encouraged, because if God is stirring a passion to pray in his people, he's not done with this nation.
Yeah, that's such a great point. When you have a burden and your thing, and your burden equates to the heart of Scripture, then just assume God's knocking on that door and saying, okay, you need to hit your knees. You need to be lifting this up, and we need to be leaning heavily into this. Our main weapons here are not political. They're not carnal. They're spiritual. Yes, we need to be praying deeply and taking action, but that's why this is in the right order. Pray and act, USA, and I just put the link up for that, Dave. And thank you so much for speaking out on this. Thank you so much for writing. We pray that you'll continue to do that, and thanks for the challenge for us to hit our knees, not just the voting booth or Facebook. It's such an important point.
Pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate you. God bless you. Thanks so much. That was Dave Kubal. He's with a president of the Intercessors for America. PrayandActUSA.org is the website I just put up. I just put the link up on Facebook Live. PrayandActUSA.org. And there's some great there. Urgent prayer needs, talking about vaccine mandates, Afghanistan. It's a great resource. We'll be back just a minute with Rich Cummins. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you today. And an important ongoing conversation with Steve Dace and talking about what's going on with COVID and vaccine mandates and all that stuff. And there's so much negative. There's so many things that are just kind of strip you and are discouraging. But coming up on October 13th, in person in Louisville, Kentucky, but also live online. Next Level, which is the Global Gathering 2021 from Lead Like Jesus. And so we wanted to learn about that today as a way to kind of look at what are some things we can do to better ourselves in the midst of a world that's getting darker and further away from the Lord. We're going to talk to Rich Cummins with Lead Like Jesus so we can understand what's going on. But I'm going to wait because we're just waiting to hear from him. He's got the phone number. He hasn't called in yet. So we had this issue the other day, didn't we? Remember that? I'm going to see if I have an email here. Welcome to live radio, by the way. Kind of crazy stuff just happens like this every once in a while. And so we'll see. I'm trying to find if I can find this. Hold on. I hate it when this stuff happens. I want to tell you about, I'm not going to look too much for it. I want to tell you about, did you hear what happened with Merrick Garland today? The letter from the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, to, here's how you do a Google search, all right? Merrick Garland to FBI teachers threats. So this was a letter that he sent out today to the FBI. And this is a real shocker. Okay. Attorney General Merrick Garland, okay, the number one cop in America, law enforcement guy in America, besides the president, okay, besides the president. So this just came out early this morning. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Monday ordered the FBI to work with local leaders nationwide to help address what he called a disturbing spike in harassment, harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against educators and school board members over highly politicized issues such as mask mandates and interpretations of critical race theory. Yep, you heard me right. This is the letter from Merrick Garland, the attorney general, to the FBI. I'm looking at it, okay? This just got sent out. In recent months, there has been a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against school administrators, board members, teachers, and staff who participate in the vital work of running our nation's public schools. While spirited debate about policy matters is protected under our Constitution, that protection does not extend to threats of violence or efforts to intimidate individuals based on their views. Stop right there. Please, sir, define for me intimidation. Define intimidation. Define harassment. When is a school board member feeling intimidated? Show me how we define that. How do we quantify that? Or harassment. So like when some people that allegedly worked on Kristen Sinema's Senate campaign busted into her classroom at Arizona State University the other day and then followed her to the bathroom. She went into the bathroom, into the stall. They're filming the whole thing and continue to talk to her about immigration issues. And then they follow her out, and then somebody else did the same thing to her on a plane. Is that harassment? Is that intimidation? Right? To me, I'm like, yeah, you're on a private school campus, yada, yada, yada. But in this case, he's talking about parents that are ticked off going to school board meetings. Threats against public servants are not only illegal, they run counter to our nation's core values. Define a threat for me, please, sir. The things that I'm hearing in most of these videos are not threats. They're ticked off parents that are concerned about what's happening to their kids because of mask mandates, and they're concerned about critical race theory and what it's teaching their children, black, white, and otherwise. Those who dedicate their time and energy to ensuring that our children receive a proper education in a safe environment deserve to be able to do their work without fear for their safety. The department takes these incidents seriously, and it's committed to using its authority and resources to discourage these threats, identify them when they occur, and prosecute them when appropriate. In the coming days, the department will announce a series of measures designed to address the rise in criminal conduct directed towards school personnel. He's talking about what's happening in school board meetings, okay? That's what he's talking about. This is the Attorney General of the United States, the number two law enforcement person in America behind the president, who in this case doesn't really count, sending this directive to the FBI, who we all trust the FBI implicitly these days, don't we? I think that most of the people in the FBI are good people, but the people calling the shots are not. It's totally politicized like everything else. Coordination and partnership with local law enforcement is critical to implementing these measures for the benefit of our nation's nearly 14,000 public school districts. Why is the FBI getting involved? Why is the Attorney General getting involved? If there's actual issues at one of the 14,000 public school districts in America, why doesn't local law enforcement, why don't they deal with it? Because this is about intimidation, friends. Once again, I think right now we have a federal government that's descending into tyranny. Part of that they're doing on purpose. Part of it they're just puppets. They're pawns. Of who, Steve? That would be Satan. To this end, Merrick Garland writes, I am directing the Federal Bureau of Investigation, working with each United States attorney, to convene meetings with federal, state, local, tribal, and territorial leaders in each federal judicial district within 30 days of the issuance of this memorandum. These meetings will facilitate the discussion of strategies for addressing threats against school administrators, board members, teachers, and staff, and will open dedicated lines of communication for threat reporting, assessment, and response. Stop there. Open dedicated lines of communication for threat reporting, assessment, and response. Threat reporting. We are turning into the narco state. Narcs. That's what we're doing. Let's just keep telling on each other, a nation of tattletales. That's going to go well. Throw in a little human depravity, a little sin nature. Wow. Open dedicated lines of communication for threat reporting, assessment, and response. The department is steadfast in its commitment to protect all people in the United States from violence, threats of violence, and other forms of intimidation and harassment. This is kind of like reading the Planned Parenthood website when you have questions about abortion. they have this part of the Planned Parenthood website, this beautiful, beautifully written. You could just hear, hey, lots of people get abortions. And, you know, there's lots of reasons out there for getting abortions. And don't worry, you're not alone. Actually, 35-40% of other women are going to have abortions. That doesn't mean you're a bad person. There's lots of people that have abortions that already have children. And you just hear the hiss of the snake, right? And here they're doing the same thing. You know who they're not mentioning here? You know who's not mentioned here at all? Is what's happening to our kids, nor are the rights of their parents. That's not a part of it. You know what matters here? The swamp, the government. That's what matters. Here's what we think at the Attorney General's office. Here's what we're going to tell you to think at the FBI and in league with school administrators, board members, teachers, and staff. Parents, you're the problem. Students, hey, we'll decide what's in their best interest. That's why you have school districts that actually actively work against parents whose kids are struggling with gender. Don't get the parents involved. You might pull up some of those wacky parents that think a gender is set at birth. No, they're harmful to their kids, not us. That's just demonic self-righteousness. You know, hey, Steve, you're sounding a little over the top. I'm not over the top. This is critical thinking. Welcome to the game. This is critical thinking. And when you have the Attorney General of the United States sending a letter like this to the FBI with so many open terms, harassment, intimidation, threats of violence, okay, we need to deal with that. You go to a school board meeting and you physically attack somebody or you threaten them, legitimate threaten them, yeah, that's a problem. We need to deal with that person. Local law enforcement, not the Attorney General, not the FBI. What's next? Concerned Parents of America are the new domestic terrorists? That's where this goes. That's what Steve Dace was talking about, setting up a two-tiered society, a caste system. And now if you're one of those parents that's ticked off about CRT or a face mask, man, you're a potential problem here to this country. You're a potential problem to the vital works that we're doing to run our nation's public schools. That's not the federal government's job, by the way. The only way the federal government gets involved, they can implement their federal policies on a local level, is because they hold the purse strings. Title IX money. And school systems have to have federal money, just like most states have to have federal money, or they go belly up. Well, guess what? You want the federal money? You're going to have to jump through a few hoops. So we can say, and it's supposed to be, that school systems are supposed to be run locally, but the federal government holds the power of the purse. And so this whole thing is just continuing to collapse. And I don't say that lightly or loosely. I just think the writing's on the wall. And then you add to that our loose fiscal policy. It's insanity and it's sad. So you know what? I'm going to quit barking. We have about a minute and 30 seconds left in the show, and I'm going to pray. All right? So just join me wherever you're at. Father God, we just come before you broken and humble, Lord. We do not see clearly. We see through the glass dimly. We learn that through your word. Even though we have the Holy Spirit, Father, and you can lead us into all truth, but you told us in James, if we lack wisdom, we should ask, and that you'll supply it generously. We need wisdom. Father, we need wisdom to understand what's going on with COVID and vaccine mandates. Lord, we need wisdom to understand the information that's being presented to us. And in the case of this story, Lord, we need wisdom on how to interact with our government and our local school boards. Lord, children all over the country are being taught lies. They're being manipulated. They're being used for political purposes. When the numbers don't add up in terms of the threat from COVID to our children, we mask them anyway. Lord, there's dark and insidious things that appear to be going on here. We just cry out to you on behalf of our nation and around the world. Part of me just wants to say, come, Lord Jesus, just end it. But that timing's yours, not ours. And so in the meantime, help us to live lives of purpose where we actually do love our neighbors well. And Lord, help us to seek the truth, that our allegiance is to the truth. It's not to the right or to the left. It certainly shouldn't be to our comfort. Help us to seek the truth. Give us wisdom and discernment, Lord, so that we can help our neighbors by speaking truths. What they do with that is between them and you and their conscience. But Lord, just help us to be truth seekers and truth sayers. And help us make sure that our house is built on the rock and we don't sell our joy of salvation down the river for a bowl of stew. Lord, we cry out to you in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
another program powered by the Truth Network.